anyone else. This is the Michigan Talk Network. Morning, you sure
look fine. Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show, where our aim is to make sure you're healthy and here again tomorrow and the day after that and the year after that. The reason is I care about you as a listener, and I need you here so that we can continue to be the number one rated morning program here in the state. I need your help with that, so I need you to take care of yourself. And but I try to do my part, too, and bring people along to make sure that we are doing everything we can. Joining me today, Dr. Hugh Lindsay, surgeon and practice leader at the Sparrow Medical Group, General Surgery, SMG's General Surgery in Lansing. Dr. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So colorectal cancer, I understand it's one of the leading causes of cancer death in America, so it's a pretty serious condition, yes?
Yes, it is. So, Steve, colorectal cancer is actually the second leading cause of cancer death in America. It's one of the most common cancers worldwide, both in men and women.
Now, why is that? Why in America? Why? What causes colorectal cancer? What are things that can lead to this? What can be a trigger, I guess?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm sure we have the answers. There are certain genetic components, syndromes, and family history predisposition, but really it's just it's not a good question. It's not a question we have a full answer to.
So it's like a lot of things. We're learning as we go year after year. You find different things that connect us to it. So that brings us back to early detection, which for all of these cancers is extremely important, yes?
Yes, you are correct. Colon cancer, colorectal cancer, is actually much better treated if detected early, like many other cancers. And the screening methods that have been in place, particularly colonoscopy, has shown to actually decrease our rate of what we call polyp detection, and actually decrease our rate of dying from colon cancer.
So let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, family history, the two most important things that affect your health are the two things you have no control over, which are your mother and your father. I think that's fair to say, right?
That's true.
Yeah, they have more control over what your health as a human being than any other two things. You can't control those. But the other things you can, for example, now that I'm in that 50-year-old range, should I be screened for colorectal cancer?
Yes, in America, we typically begin screening at 50 years of age. The reason for doing that is very unusual to have colorectal cancer before 50 years of age, unless you have certain predisposing risk factors. The two risk factors that we take into consideration when we talk about screening are our age, which is, you know, we start at 50, and as you mentioned, our family history, are not only our mother and father, but also our sister, brother, and our children. And that also affects how we determine when to start screening if it's someone who's at increased risk.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, Doctor, facetiously a little bit, but we have to dispel some myths here. We're Dr. Hugh Lindsay from the Sparrow Medical Group, SMG General Surgery. Colonoscopy doesn't sound pleasant, doesn't sound like a way that I want to spend my afternoon, but if it saves my life, obviously it's something I want to do. How difficult is it? How easy is it? Give me an idea, because, you know, it sounds like a burden. I haven't done it yet. I should have by now. I haven't. Talk me into it, doctor.
The colonoscopy is actually the actual procedure. Folks tolerate that very well on average. The bowel prep has actually improved as the years have gone by, and that usually was the one of the main deterrents. Folks just didn't like doing bowel preps, and no one can blame them.
Yeah.
But that's actually gotten better as time goes on. It's much better tolerated as time goes on. And so I think once folks get over that part, then they actually do quite well. The other part of that screening is usually only once every 10 years. So if your colonoscopy is unremarkable, then you're good to go for another 10 years. So from a screening standpoint, when we talk about screening, it's something that an individual will need to participate in. And so there are other methods, but they're more frequent. And so if you're not going to do the other more frequent methodologies, probably colonoscopy, since it only has to be done every 10 years, is probably the best. It's probably considered the gold standard with respect to colorectal cancer screening.
There you go, the gold standard. And if you have a remarkable colonoscopy, you want it to be remarkable early on in the process and not late stage, I think is a safe way. And what I mean by that, obviously, is if they find something that they don't like, they being the doctors, could be you, could be and one of your colleagues there, if they don't like what they see, give me an idea. What are the survival rates? I mean, we've come a long way. I'm a cancer survivor, but that goes way back to the early 1980s. All right, and the world has come a long way since cancer treatment, even in the 1980s until today. I think that's pretty fair to say. And so technology is certainly our friend today if something comes back that you don't like. Is that true?
Yes. So hitting on your first question there, though, your first point, early detection is key. And so if you have polyps and the polyps are removed, that has shown to actually decrease progression to colorectal cancer. If you actually find a cancer of which an individual did not know they had, then typically that's at a much earlier stage, so the rate of cure is typically much higher than if detected later, of course.
So it's very important. It is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Screening is very important. We've learned that, obviously, from Dr. Hugh Lindsay. We've also learned that from, you know, our experiences here in our lifetimes. Obviously, getting screened and getting it caught early is the most important thing you can do. Now, is there anything we can do to help guard against colorectal cancer? Anything we should avoid or not do?
Yes, there are always some lifestyle maneuvers which are always helpful, such as, you know, make sure you get, you know, regular exercise, a healthy diet, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, plenty of fiber, things to avoid, cigarette smoking, you know, overconsumption of alcohol, you know, and maintain a moderate weight. Those things all are helpful to decrease our risk of developing colorectal cancer. And, you know, those are pretty good tips for, you know, your overall health also.
I would say don't drink too much. I don't even know, you know, smoking rates are at an all-time low in America since, you know, my lifetime. So that's a good thing. Smoking is going away. Don't drink too much. Make sure you do some exercise. Those are good tips for generally overall good health. And get screened. And if you want to obtain a colonoscopy or colorectal cancer screening, ask your primary care physician for a referral to the Sparrow Medical Group, General Surgery in Lansing, SMG General Surgery in Lansing. That's where our good friend, Dr. Hugh Lindsay, spends most of his time during the waking hours. Doctor, I greatly appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Have a great day.